Proclamation number 3710 of 11th of March, 1946. Announcements to be taken literally. End. Future. Present. If you do not yet consider the time to have come when what is proclaimed in word and scripture will be fulfilled, then you will be surprised, for my will come into action as it has been determined since eternity. If you have an open eye and discernment for humanity's spiritual state, you will also not doubt my word and prepare yourselves every day for the fulfillment of my announcements. And only those who are still blind in spirit reckon with a more distant time, even if they are believers, i.e., if they acknowledge me as the controller of all destinies. Yet the closer knowledge of the connection between all creations and their Creator, the knowledge of the human being's task on earth and the consequences of not observing it would give people the certainty that the end has approached and all doubt would be invalidated. However, they lack this knowledge and therefore only few realize that there is only little time left for people's spiritual development. And as long as they pay more attention to earthly development, the last time will not be used extensively. People have to prepare themselves daily so that the end will not frighten them. But who will do this if he does not yet consider the time to have come, which signifies the end of a redemption period? Every thought of postponement is detrimental to the souls. And when I inform you through my messengers whom I instruct myself, when I want to initiate you into my plan of salvation and inform you that you only have a short time left, then accept these words of mine with utmost faith. Consider that I will not send you these admonitions and instructions in vain and adjust your life accordingly. Count on a speedy end and take everything I proclaim to you through my servants on earth literally. Consider that one day the future will also become the present, and if you don't believe the words alone, then look at the life and activity of the people around you, look at what is happening everywhere, recognize the spiritual state of the whole of humanity on earth, which outdoes itself in unkindness and actions which do not correspond to my commandment of love. And this realization must be your confirmation of my announcements. You must see from it in which hour you live and thus expect my intervention daily and hourly, for it precedes the last end which will follow in not too long a time. I instruct my servants in such a way that you must recognize that I train them for a mission. This, too, must be proof to you of the soon working of these servants, for I do not need scholastically instructed proclaimers of my word, but people who have shaped themselves into receptacles of my word through their way of life so that they can convincingly stand up for my word. And thus they will soon have to take up office in order to be successfully active for me and my kingdom on this earth. And if someone accepts my word from their mouth and is likewise willing to serve me, to be active for me in the last days before the end, he will also consider the time to have come, he will himself realize the necessity of my activity in the last days and not doubt my word. He will reckon with the very near time when he will be admitted to work for me, for he who faithfully receives my word also feels the nearness of the end. He recognizes humanity's low level and knows that there can be no more spiritual ascent on this earth. But anyone who only pays attention to world events has no view for the spiritual state of the whole of humanity, and therefore he also does not want to acknowledge that the time of the end has come. Yet surprisingly quickly the day will arrive which I have determined since eternity is the end of a redemption period. And therefore always and constantly wait for it and prepare yourselves so that you need not fear this day. Amen.